Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm the host, Jason Thomas, and I'm here to talk about the awesome 30-14 victory the Chiefs had over the Jacksonville Jaguars. I actually had a family get-together going on this afternoon, my father's birthday party, but the game was kind of on in the background, and I was keeping my eye on it even though the sound was off. So I had a pretty good idea of what was going on without sound. And then I just finished my second watching of it after I got home this evening. I want to start by saying that I am proud of this team. That seems like a strange thing for me to be saying because I tell my daughter I'm proud of her. But this team in the past has got pushed around and manhandled, and they've taken it. And so far this year, they've played Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, Denver in Denver, and then they got, you know, the top defense in the NFL, Jacksonville, at home. And these are three of the most physical teams in the NFL. And the Chiefs have done just fine. Jacksonville and Denver the last 2 weeks have tried to come out and punch the Chiefs in the mouth. The Jaguars tried to talk a big game, and they got their butts whipped. And what I really think is funny is that the Jaguars, I think, got some breaks in this game, and they weren't able to take advantage of them. Dee Ford's, both the penalties on him, I thought were very weak. And for him to get kicked out of the game for that was kind of a joke. But the NFL penalties are what they are. The one that I really looked at the most was the Kareem Hunt headbutt. And I watched that play over and over in slow motion. And from what I can tell, yeah, Kareem Hunt turned around and walked up to him. But he didn't move his head forward. He didn't drive his head forward. It was actually the linebacker, Telvin Smith, who lowered his head to meet Hunt. And that's why they hit heads. So, yeah, Hunt didn't really have any business going over there and getting in his face. But the reason they hit and that Smith got his head snapped back was because he lowered his head into Hunt. And it's pretty obvious if you watch the replay in slow-mo. I'm not saying that Hunt shouldn't have got a penalty, but I think it should have been both ways. All right, that's enough of me whining and moaning about the refs. I'm starting to sound like the Jaguars here. I better jump right into the stats. And the most important stats to me were the 5 sacks and the 4 interceptions. I wrote a post a while back talking about what made a Bob Sutton defense the most successful. And to me, it was turnovers and getting quarterback pressure and sacks. And they got that in volume today. They were just all over Blake Bortles. With the 5 sacks, all 5 coming from different players, and none of them Justin Houston, because he left the game a little bit before halftime with a hamstring injury. But Dee Ford, Terrence Smith, Xavier Williams, Chris Jones, and who am I forgetting? Alan Bailey, right? That makes 5. So all 5 of those guys with a sack. And that's your three defensive linemen. All got a sack. And then in the secondary, they were just really opportunistic. Bortles overthrew a couple passes. There were a couple passes that kind of bounced off of people, and they made the play. Honestly, there were probably three or four more passes that got deflected that they kind of had a shot at. The defense did still give up a lot of yardage, over 500 yards, but they only gave up the 14 points. So honestly, I don't care about yardage as long as they can scrap and fight and find a way to keep teams from scoring the football. The Jaguars went for it a couple times on fourth down in the red zone, and it didn't work out for them. They went for it on fourth down 5 times in this one. And that's what teams against us are up against, because they know they have to score and they have to use every down to score, and they can't be kicking field goals. They've got to get touchdowns. That puts the Chiefs defense in a very unique position. One thing the offense was able to do to help the defense was control time of possession again. The Chiefs had the ball for something like almost 33 minutes, so the defense wasn't on the field as much as the offense. And it seemed like the Chiefs rotated guys quite a bit in this game and tried to keep them a little bit fresher. Like, they weren't quite as afraid of throwing guys out there this week. And it was nice to see Armani Watts, the rookie, made a great fourth down stop in the red zone. And Jordan Lucas, the player we got from the Dolphins, he got an interception in this one. And strangely enough, Breland Speaks had to play quite a bit in the fourth quarter, and I didn't think he looked terrible. Maybe the offensive lineman he was going against was terrible, but he looked like he belonged a little bit, at least as, you know, somebody who wasn't just getting ran off the field while he was out there. The Chiefs were still bad against the run in this one, but not nearly as bad as they had been the last couple weeks. I think the Jaguars had something like 18 total rushes for like 101 yards. So they didn't just blow us up in the run game. And then Anthony Hitchens got his 10 tackles, which is kind of becoming a thing for him. I think that gives him 45 on the season. And Blake Bortles, strangely enough, this is a weird stat to me, had over 400 yards passing, but 4 interceptions. It's just a strange stat line, because you hear the 400 yards and you think, okay, he had a big game. And then you hear the 4 interceptions and, The Chiefs offense in this one didn't look super comfortable, but they did what they had to do against a very good defense in Jacksonville. One kind of bad note was that LDT broke his leg just with 3 or 4 minutes to go in the game in the fourth quarter. But it sounds like he will be back probably in 8 weeks and be ready to play. So if that happens, that's kind of a silver lining to that injury. But outside of that, the offense came away looking healthy, and Watkins looked good in this game. Mahomes threw his first interception. He actually threw 2 total in this game. Both of them, to me, were on Mahomes for the most part. The first one just kind of looked like it slipped out of his hand. It was kind of a little bit of a wet day, and it just got away from him. The second one, he was trying to do a little bit too much, running to his left, throwing back to his right as he's getting hit. And I believe the receiver was just kind of fading on the route instead of coming back towards him. And it let the defender slide in there and make the catch. Kareem Hunt did what he had to do in this one. He had 18 carries for, 80 some yards, averaged 4 yards a carry. Mahomes did get his 313 yards passing, so he definitely got yardage against the Jaguars. We just weren't quite as efficient in the red zone. Mahomes' 1 touchdown was a rushing touchdown, and then Kareem Hunt got the other touchdown rushing. Like I say, it didn't look super comfortable for the offense. They're definitely able to move the ball they just weren't able to carve them up consistently like they have been other teams previous to the Broncos game. I don't feel like the Chiefs have shown anything in this Broncos game or Jaguars game that other teams can be like, okay, that's the Chiefs' weakness. I don't feel like there's anything like that. I think the Broncos and Jaguars just have some superior athletes to most defenses, and it helped them against this Chiefs team. As far as the wide receivers go, Kelce had 5 catches for 100 yards. It was his third straight 100-yard receiving game. And he did just fine against this Jaguars defense. He did drop a touchdown from Mahomes, an easy touchdown. But he made up for it in other ways. And you're not going to catch every single pass. I wish the Chiefs receivers would, but I know they're not going to. Sammy Watkins was second on the team. He had 6 catches for 78 yards. They were the quietest yards. I just don't remember seeing him a lot in this game. I remember 2 or 3 plays, but he had a big impact quietly. And then Tyreek Hill had 4 catches, I believe. I'm not sure on that. I don't have it right in front of me. But he did have 61 yards, which is actually the most yards he's had in a couple weeks. So Jalen Ramsey didn't do the world's greatest job against Tyreek Hill, no matter what he says. And as you're watching the game, you could tell he was completely gassed. If the Jaguars hadn't had the ball so much in the fourth quarter and the Chiefs had needed to score, I think they could have went right at him because they had him carved up at that point. I better give a shout out to Anthony Sherman too. He only had 1 reception, but it was, you know, to convert a third down. He gained 15 yards. And it was an amazing catch. It was an amazing throw from Mahomes, but it was, to me, an even better catch from Sherman because that is not really what he does. And he had a guy all over him. And when you can make plays like that, the defense just has no answer. And as a fan, it just makes the smile on my face so big here. One final note on this Jaguars and Chiefs game. I'm not sure if you would have noticed watching on TV, but after the game, they were kind of following Mahomes around. And if you look to the left, you can see there's a little bit of a scrum going on over there between players. And they show it for just a minute on the telecast, and then they go away from it. And, you know, if you haven't been on Twitter, I'm not sure if you know what happened. Telvin Smith, the linebacker that got into it with Kareem Hunt, apparently walked up to Sammy Watkins and shoved him. I don't know if something was said between them or if he just walked up to him and shoved him, but that's what was going down right there. And that's why Doug Marrone, the Jaguars coach, was over there trying to make his players not look like idiots starting a fight after they just got stomped. As far as the daily fantasy goes, I kind of talked about how earlier in the week I wasn't going to put much money in this weekend because I just wasn't sure, and I didn't, and I didn't win anything with the little money that I did put in it. I just wasn't overly comfortable with the Chiefs matchup this weekend, or really any of the matchups across the league. The Rams were able to defeat the Seahawks, so they are still undefeated at 5-0. It would be pretty sweet if the Chiefs and Rams were both able to remain undefeated until their matchup in Mexico City a few weeks down the road. And then, of course, this coming Sunday night, the Chiefs go back to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots. And the Patriots looked like they were starting to get some stuff together on Thursday night, at least on offense. against the Indianapolis Colts, who they took care of pretty handily. They've got, still got Gronk, and then they got Julian Edelman back, and then it looks like they've got a pretty good monster at running back between Sonny Michel and James White. So this should be an extremely fun matchup, because I don't really see this Chiefs defense having quite the same success against these Patriots in Foxborough. You know, with the extra 10 days of rest, they're going to have come up with something special for this Chiefs team that humiliated them last week in the opening week. And it should just be great. I'm going to have a preview episode, of course, later in the week. That was just a little of my excitement bleeding over. Anyway, have a good one, guys, and go Chiefs!